Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
In 1990, Collins served as a custody sergeant in the UK, which means he had a direct contact with everyone being brought into the cells, as well as those already there. He decided to conduct a little research.
Over 12 months, I asked over 2,000 prisoners a number of questions, which included, is the detained person left or right-handed? In your programme, it was stated that 9 to 11% of the population are left-handed. In my survey, and this may surprise you, my statistics were between 34 and 36% every month. I'm not sure what this actually tells anyone, but it would suggest that left-handed people are more disposed to crime and antisocial behaviour than their right-handed counterparts.
Well, I spoke to lefty scientist Rick Smits, author of The Puzzle of Left-Handedness, and I asked him whether he thought Colin might be onto something.
Well, basically, left-handers are associated with almost anything you can think of, like criminality, unlawful inclinations, bad habits, smoking, well, you name it. But also on the positive side, to creativity, to good leadership, they earn more money. Left-handers always are overrepresented in any group that you care to select. And this is a real riddle why this is so. It looks like this can't be true, of course, and it's probably an artifact of the way the data are gathered. Take our policeman, for instance. I don't think you should put too much store in what he got in data.
But it's roughly 3 or 3.5 times more than one would expect.
Yeah, it is. You should take those 9 to 11% with a little bit of salt.
What are the reasons why we might not actually be able to identify people who are left-handed?
Well, basically, it's two reasons. One is if you ask them the wrong way, they'll give the wrong answer. Don't ask them with which hand they write, because there's cultural pressure there. Don't ask them with which hand they eat. Same thing. And the other thing is that people aren't often all that sure about their own handedness, and they don't do everything with the same hand. You should look at things like how you sweep the floor, how you strike a match, that kind of simple task. That's where you see the difference.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
In 1990, Collins served as a custody sergeant in the UK, which means he had a direct contact with everyone being brought into the cells, as well as those already there. He decided to conduct a little research.
Over 12 months, I asked over 2,000 prisoners a number of questions, which included, is the detained person left or right-handed? In your programme, it was stated that 9 to 11% of the population are left-handed. In my survey, and this may surprise you, my statistics were between 34 and 36% every month. I'm not sure what this actually tells anyone, but it would suggest that left-handed people are more disposed to crime and antisocial behaviour than their right-handed counterparts.
Well, I spoke to lefty scientist Rick Smits, author of The Puzzle of Left-Handedness, and I asked him whether he thought Colin might be onto something.
Well, basically, left-handers are associated with almost anything you can think of, like criminality, unlawful inclinations, bad habits, smoking, well, you name it, but also on the positive side, to creativity, to good leadership. They earn more money. Left-handers always are overrepresented in any group that you care to select. And this is a real riddle why this is so. It looks like this can't be true, of course, and it's probably an artifact of the way the data are gathered. Take our policeman, for instance. I don't think you should put too much thought in what he got in data.
But it's roughly 3 or 3.5 times more than one would expect.
Yeah, it is. You should take those 9 to 11% with a little bit of salt.
What are the reasons why we might not actually be able to identify people who are left-handed?
Well, basically, it's two reasons. One is, if you ask them the wrong way, they'll give the wrong answer. Don't ask them with hand they write, because there's cultural pressure there. Don't ask them with which hand they eat. Same thing. And the other thing is that people aren't often all that sure about their own handedness, and they don't do everything with the same hand. You should look at things like how you sweep the floor, how you strike a match, that kind of simple task. That's where you see the difference.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.